Hey everyone, I need your attention for 1 minute. This is not one of those ads. This is something that has changed my entire life. If you've been listening to this podcast, you know that this is all about personal development as the foundation for everything good in your life. And this podcast is now sponsored by Growth Day, which is the world's first all-in-one personal development app. I mean, oh my gosh, can you imagine having everything all in one place that you need to create the life that you want? Now you can. So if you've been struggling with your motivation, your mood, your productivity, or your purpose, you have to check this out. Growth Day helps you consciously change your life and achieve your potential. It has all the self-improvement tools, motivational classes, and life coaching all in one place. So many of us want to improve our lives, but the question is how? Where do we start? What do we use? How do you get unstuck? How do you make self-improvement stick? Well, research shows how. It's when you consistently journal, track your habits, set goals, learn from empowering mentors, and challenge yourself that you'll be happier, healthier, and more successful. But let me ask you something. Where do you actually do all of your personal development work? I have to tell you that over 300,000 people use Growth Day for a reason. It works. It's the world's number one software for self-improvement. Growth Day has an amazing mindset journal that I absolutely love, a habit tracker, and a goal setting system. In fact, I bet if you went to my stories this week, you probably saw me using the journaling app and telling you to do it too, because it's the first time that journaling has ever actually stuck consistently in my life because of this app. And best of all, Growth Day has live inspirational classes every single week from the world's top motivational speakers and life coaches. These are people who have impacted my life in huge ways. These are mentors who I already knew and loved. In fact, this is something that's so huge for me, you guys. I personally teach a class in Growth Day every single month, and it is one of the most fun things that I get to do, and I'd love to see you there. These classes will truly shift your life. There's always something new that you will learn. So join me and 300,000 achievers growing our lives with actual real intention. Visit growthday.com/Lori for a free trial. Yes, you can try this for free. So go to growthday.com/Lori and go live your best life. You guys, that's growthday.com/Lori. And I can't wait to see you there.
This is your friendly reminder to take care of yourself. With everything going on in the world and with our busy schedules and mounting stress of life, it is so incredibly important to have a strong immune system. And with flu season right around the corner, it's also important to remember to take care of yourself. You guys, I use Liquid IV because it helps me build up my immune system. I use it every single day to help me drink more water. And I know that I've shared this before, but I'm telling you, I'm a toddler who needs something in her water in order to make sure that I'm drinking the amount that I need. So the hydration multiplier plus immune support is a cutting edge blend of vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, and well immune in convenient single serving packets. Vitamin C is known to help protect your body and support good health. Vitamin D facilitates immune system functions and improves your daily defense. And zinc, the second most abundant trace mineral in your body, supports your immune cell health and function. So with every single purchase, Liquid IV donates a serving of Liquid IV to someone in need. I love their mission to help better lives everywhere. Liquid IV's new hydration multiplier plus immune support is available at Walmart, or you can order online and get 25% off. So when you go to liquidiv.com, use the code HAPPY at checkout. That's capital H-A-P-P-Y. That's 25% off anything you order when you use the promo code HAPPY. That's all caps, H-A-P-P-Y, at liquidiv.com. Get better hydration today at liquidiv.com, promo code HAPPY.
Pressure is what makes somebody whose back is against the wall finally move forward when they've never moved forward and taken action before. Now, here's where stress is different. Stress is just a negative interpretation of pressure.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go.
And we're back
with another episode of He Said, She Said.
How you doing, babe?
I'm doing awesome. We've had quite the day.
Man.
We've had quite the week.
It's Monday.
I literally just said
we've had quite the week.
Yeah, but we worked all weekend. We're like in it right now.
That's really going to be a good segue eventually into today's topic, which is pressure versus stress, right?
It's been a week. Well, I really meant that.
I know. It just came out. But listen, we also have to celebrate. Like, we can't just look at the things that are an uphill battle right now. We have to look at the freaking wins. Less than a week ago, we said we're going to build what we needed.
Yes.
As high performance couples who know that we're going to face a lot of headwinds in 2021.
I've always wanted
with
this.
With all of the pressure that we're taking on, we said we need to build what's going to keep you and I close together first and foremost. Mm-hmm. And we knew part of that was inviting other couples in. And I did not expect that in less than a week's time, 4 out of the 6 spots would already be filled. One is a likely filled. And at the time that we're recording this, there's probably 1 real spot left.
Yeah. I am like beyond excited because I wish we would have had this like 2 to 3 years ago.
Yeah.
When we were really looking for people who were like-minded that we could actually call or rely on or just go hang out with or travel with to really have like this high performing like conversations around the pressure of what happens and what it looks like and how to switch your mindset and how to like set your goals together and how to have conversations with each other around it and how to remain on the same page. You know, we figured it out. And of course we do have some amazing friends, but having a specific container for check-ins like this, you know, throughout the whole year. And that's what we've created is these epic experiences along with these kind of like workshopping, you know, with each other, setting goals, having these breakthrough conversations, getting to meet these like celebrity entrepreneurs and couples who, you know, you'd love to know what the inside of their relationship in their life looks like. Like, how do you manage the pressure of all of it? And I think how you manage it is with other people. And that's how I've always managed everything is by connecting with other people. So that's what we created because we wanted it for ourselves this year. And we were like, why wouldn't we do that? So you guys, we still have 1 spot left as of right now. High performing, high earning couples is what we are definitely looking for. And if it's you, we would love you to text us, which we're going to talk a lot about pressure on this podcast. But Chris, where can they text and what can they text? Because we would love, love, love to fill the spot with 1 other couple. Maybe who's not even on our radar right now.
Somebody outside the circle looking in. Because a lot of the people that we've brought into this very special container have been inside our circle. So it'd be cool to like inject some new outside perspective in. Mm-hmm. So anyhow, listen, if that's you, if you're listening like, oh my God, I want to do this, then all you have to do is text couples to 310-421-0416. That's it. Just send me the word couples, nothing else. Just text me the word couples to 310-421-0416 and we will chat back and forth via text. Maybe set up a Zoom and see if we are meant to be. All right. I want to talk about made for each other. MFOE. Is that what they used to say?
But it's
MFEO.
MFEO.
Okay. Listen, I really want to get to today's topic because it's super important.
Yes.
Stress versus pressure. And I think a lot of people are going to resonate with this.
Yeah. Everyone.
There is a very, 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 very big difference between stress and pressure. And the problem is most people lump them into the same thing. And one of them you should actually appreciate having. And the other one, you should actually avoid creating. And so let me spoil you with the punchline right away. The difference between pressure and stress is that one is good. One is going to help you produce and one is bad. Mm-hmm. One is just going to chip away at your production, at your health, at everything else. So pressure is good. Matter of fact, I want you to picture steam. steam creates enough pressure that moves an entire locomotive down the tracks, pulling, you know, how many trillions of tons of train behind it. And mm-hmm. our whole country was built on this, right? Steam trains pulling tons of goods down the tracks to build this country. That was all based from pressure moving that steam engine.
Yep.
Pressure is also what like makes an Olympic athlete a fraction of a second better than the one next to them, right? And that's how they set a personal record. Pressure is what makes somebody whose back is against the wall finally move forward when they've never moved forward and taken action before. Now, here's where stress is different. Stress is just a negative interpretation of pressure. Hmm. Let me repeat that because this is really important for everyone who's out there. I'm so stressed. They might actually be feeling pressure and be missing out on the benefits of pressure because stress is just a negative interpretation of pressure. It comes from living in the future. It comes from predicting all the things that could go wrong, you know, looking at all the potential failures instead of embracing the forward motion that comes from pressure.
It's how you show up to pressure. That's all that it is. It's how you greet pressure. It's how you handle situations. It's literally everything in life. It's exact same thing as in your relationship, how you show up to a fight and how you handle a fight. It's that decision-making point. And I believe her name is Bonnie Jean King. Is that the tennis player?
Billie Jean.
Yep. Billie Jean King. She says pressure is a privilege and you have to seek it. So literally seeking pressure if you want to reach your goals. And, you know, for me, I really wanted to sit and think about what pressure was and how I approach it and what that meant and kind of the formula of how to approach pressure and break it down. And when I thought about it, I thought, okay, when I'm pressured and I worry about it and I worry about all the things and these factors that I may not know that could happen or all of this, you know, these plans that I don't have, that's when I feel stressed. So pressure plus worry equals stress. So how can I change how I feel about pressure and how I come about facing pressure? Like, how can I change the way that I greet pressure? And for me, when I have a plan and I choose to focus on excitement and the positive of what could go right, that is when I feel that I'm going to reach my goals. And it's like I actually get excited, right? So pressure plus a plan plus excitement equals your goals. Pressure plus a plan plus excitement equals your goals. So it's not just about like having a plan. It's about having a plan and a backup plan and another backup plan. And then even if those backup plans don't work, accepting all of the failure that could happen around it and saying, you know what? Even if that thing happens that I don't want to happen, like worst case scenario, I will get through it. I've always just gotten through it. So even if I lose all my money, have to start over, get kicked out of my house or my apartment, whatever that looks like, don't reach this thing, look like a failure, you know, lose money, lose people's money, I will get through it. I will just find a way to come back and get better. So here's the thing is, yes, accept that, but then please go back to the plan and stick to it and then go back to excitement. But that's literally what we do for every time there's pressure is to remember pressure plus worry equals stress. And worry is just a prayer for chaos. We know that. That's mm-hmm. A Course in Miracles. We know that, you know, worrying is actually like anticipating and manifesting what you don't want to happen. So think about it, make a plan for it, and then stop worrying about it and go back into excitement.
Yeah. Listen, when I think back to every good thing we've ever accomplished, for the most part, it's been because of pressure propelling us forward. You know, there was a deadline for something and that created pressure, and the pressure then moved us forward into action bigger and faster than without that deadline, without that challenge. We're talking products that we've mm-hmm. come up with and then served thousands of people with. We're talking books, we're talking moves, we're talking every great accomplishment that we have done has come from having pressure. Now, they would not have come if we had interpreted that as stress. Mm-hmm. Stress would drag us, would drain us of our energy. Stress would make us afraid to move forward. Stress would chip away at our confidence to accomplish what we're accomplishing. Pressure, good. stress is just a manufactured fake thing that's created in our minds when pressure is present.
So I always try to say to myself, like, I say that I'm so grateful for this pressure right now. And here is why, is because you wouldn't do the thing nope. without the pressure. So nope. I'm thinking back to all I wanted, Chris, in life, like one of my biggest goals was to write a book. I promise you, if I would not have gotten that book deal, had they not already paid me and then said, okay, we need this book by this deadline. Like, I had so many chapters left with a week left to go. I had like 8 chapters left with 1 week left mm-hmm. to go. I had never written more than one chapter in a week at this point. Yep. And I was like, how am I going to do this? And the pressure of the money being on the line that they had already paid me, and then the pressure of letting people down was the only thing that made me stay up and complete my book, you know, for all hours of the night and whatever that looked like. I would have never gotten a book out into the world if I wouldn't have had the pressure of letting people down and money. So it was a double whammy. So I think that really great pressure to create for yourself is money, a large investment. And then also, I think it's letting people down. So some of you think like, oh, I'm so scared. I don't want to put my goals out there. I don't want to tell too many people. You know, I don't want to look stupid in public. Use that as fuel. Cause like Chris said, that is the thing that is going to move the train down the tracks. Like, but you have to reframe every day. Like Chris, today we kind of like had a moment of just like, oh shit, like this is a lot. Do we really want this? And then we're like, we wouldn't be reaching these big goals that we've had for years if we did not have this pressure. And you know what? It does make you feel sometimes like you are going to freaking combust and you need to reframe. Like you need to go for the walk. You need to take care of yourself. Like right now, Chris, we have got a couple really big weeks ahead of us mm-hmm. and we're not drinking and we're yep. going to bed really early yep. and we're reminding each other to take our vitamins and yep. we're saying, have you said a prayer yet today?
Yep.
Have you meditated? Have you listened to your book? What are you doing to support yourself around this pressure? Because to be able to make sure that the pressure is converted into power and strength to move you down the tracks, you've got to take care of yourself and surround yourself with epic people as well.
You know, it's funny, the pressure of deadlines we have coming up and all sorts of, you know, really cool things, to be honest with you, is actually made us get back into the things that we knew we were supposed to be doing, but weren't doing.
Yeah. Like
the pressure of the deadlines
I'm leaning
coming up
on them so hard.
Made us get back into more consistent prayer, more consistent meditation, taking our vitamins again, going to bed earlier, getting more sleep. Pressure is actually giving us a better life back mm-hmm. than when there wasn't pressure.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
It is.
Guys, the bottom line is this. Pressure is a real thing that's created out of circumstance that moves you forward stronger than you would without it. So you've got to appreciate pressure. Stress is a manufactured BS fake thing that's created from your minds when pressure is present mm-hmm. and it's going to hold you back. So stop interpreting pressure as stress. It's not. Stress is fake. It's manufactured by living in the future. Pressure is real and it's a blessing because it moves you forward bigger, faster, stronger than without it pushing you from behind.
Yep. Use your tools.
I love it. All right, guys. So hopefully this helps you a little bit, helps you interpret, am I experiencing stress or am I experiencing pressure? Pressure good, stress bad. And like Lori said, when she kicked this thing off, if there is one couple out there listening to this and they're like, oh, I need to relieve some pressure because I am killing it, but that's a lot of pressure. Lock arms with us this year. Mm-hmm. Join us. Grab that last spot. Let me tell you, the couples joining, amazing. Like massively high performance couples doing really big things. You're going to be excited to be a part of what they're doing. You're going to be excited to be a part of the other celebrity type couples that we are bringing in to learn from. It's going to be the greatest experience, the greatest container ever created in your life. And here's the best part. It's designed to put your relationship first, knowing that you're going to grow your business regardless. Where people go wrong is they put business goals first and they forget that their relationship is going to fall to the mm-hmm. wayside. We're switching the order this year. Mm-hmm. We're switching the order. Relationship first, business goals as a side adjacent that will grow equally. Anyhow, text me the word couples to 310-421-0416.
And I think we didn't even tell them that it's going to be like luxury trips and travel.
No, it's going to be like The Bachelor. If you ever yeah. watched The Bachelor and be like, well, of course they fell in love. I mean, they're in paradise. Yeah. That's
the plan.
That's how we roll. And so we're literally rewarding ourselves and the few other couples with these three different 4-day dates. And it's going to be like being on The Bachelor.
I can't wait. I can't wait to be on The Bachelor with you and these other people. It's going to be awesome. Too. All right, you guys, until next time, we are so grateful for you. Make sure that you text. If that freaked you out a little bit because you're like, oh, that might be me, but oh my God, that's like so like going to the next level. Text anyway. Do it for you. Do it for yourself because it will be the most expansive experience of your life. And you know you want it. You know you're ready for it. You're just freaked out, but text anyway. Okay, so until next time, we will talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening. We appreciate you.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.
Hey, y'all. I'm so excited to share with you, Earn Your Happy is now part of Growth Day Podcast Network. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world and support shows and brands that we truly believe in. And one of my friends is also on the network, and I'd love for you to go subscribe to his show. You guys, Trent Shelton has the most incredible podcast. It's called Straight Up with Trent Shelton, and it's going to remind you that you are built for this. I have heard Trent speak in person multiple times. I've listened to his podcast a ton. He's coming on the show and I literally cannot wait because this man just spits straight fire. It is like truth that goes to your core and makes you take action right away. If you want one of those podcasts that when you're just out on a walk, you can't help but want to start running and run through a wall in your life, this is the show to go listen to. So you guys, make sure that you go subscribe to the show Straight Up with Trent Shelton. You're going to love it. Want to know a huge secret to my success? Okay, not only my success, but just about every single person that I have interviewed on this podcast who is successful has this in common. You guys, they love to journal. They capture their life lessons and what they're grateful for. But a lot of people don't keep this up consistently. And most people do know that the research shows that journaling deepens your gratitude and increases self-awareness. But did you also know that journaling decreases stress and helps you achieve your goals faster? In fact, journaling is a huge differentiator between average performers at work and high-performing people. It leads to longer-term clarity, confidence, and success. So why don't more people journal? Why didn't I journal consistently? Honestly, they don't like staring at a blank page. It's hard to carry a book around with you or a notepad, and they just don't even know what to write about, or they just forget. That's why I know that you're going to love Growth Day. It's the world's number one system for self-improvement, and it's like all-in-one personal development in an app. And it has an awesome digital journal, and people love it. Growth Day's digital journal has hundreds of research-backed writing prompts for self-reflection, positive mindset, confidence building, and success. I use them all the time, and it makes me think in ways that I typically don't, and it makes me ask myself better questions, which we all know gets better results in our life. It even has prompts that help you develop a daily, weekly, or monthly habit of reflecting on your life and identifying areas to grow. So it's a perfect time of year to start journaling, you guys. When you sign up at Growth Day, you also get systems for habit tracking, goal setting, and scoring and improving every area of your life. Best of all, I get to teach there too, you guys. I'm so excited. I hope that I get to see you. I teach live in Growth Day every single month with a new topic just for you. So join me there. Start your free trial at growthday.com/Lori.
Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. And I want to make sure that you have my phone number, and I'm not kidding. Did you know that I have a community text number? For real. My phone number is 310-496-8363. This goes directly to my phone. All you have to do is text the word daily to 310-496-8363. And I literally text you every single day, Monday through Friday. I actually just got done 30 seconds ago texting a bunch of people back. And I talk to you all of the time. You guys, people always ask me how I got my community text number and how it works. Well, all you have to do is you can just go to community.com and get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using text. People just text you at your number and they're added to your group. Then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. You guys, I text out happy birthday videos. I love to send podcast links, thoughts about life, book recommendations, different events that I'm doing in the local area. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly into your hand. And now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your phone number. They give you a 10-digit real phone number, not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than a phone number. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS and texting. This means you can actually manage your text list from your computer and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts to send at certain times and to certain groups. You can even set up auto replies or let your assistant or customer service team answer your text messages via Community's awesome dashboard. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses Community for that. So go check them out at community.com. I can tell you it's not just great for communicating with my audience, but Chris and I use Community and our texts to also sell out our launches. I'm telling you, you get such an incredible response because you really are creating a true, deep sense of community. And it's so intimate. It's freaking amazing. Go check it out at community.com.